Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show along with head coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton Pisgah last night getting a win over Smoky Mountain, game one of the conference slate in terms of the 2017 season. They move out to 5-2 now and got the first win in conference play. And really, you know, we were talking about that at the beginning of the broadcast last night. You know, it's in a situation where you really can't overlook anything right now with a pretty good group of teams, you know, in our conference right now. Still have a lot of things to play for, including having an opportunity to get a high seed in the playoffs when you get to November. But everybody's pretty good right now. We saw a pretty good team in Smoky Mountain last night, Coach.
I tell you we did, and we knew that coming into it, especially when you're looking at you know, a team coming in that's got a quarterback that plays at a very high level. It's kind of like having that good pitcher in baseball. Mm-hmm. He can do a lot of things, especially if you got some people he can get it to. And certainly he had a really good game last night. You know, a lot of similarities to last year's game, jumped out real quick, and, you know, obviously they came right back. We didn't do a really good job of helping ourselves, especially early. But at some point during the season, you're going to run into a game like that where those things happen, and your team's got to find a way to win, and I thought that we did a pretty good job of that last night.
You got out ahead early. I mean, I remember Eric and his first carry on that jet sweep, 75 yards, and he scored. You know, defensively got off to a good start. He held them to a 3-and-out, I think, on their first possession. The second possession, I think that maybe they converted one set and then had to punt again. But got off to a good start last night. You think that, you know, you're talking about having a game where things don't always go exactly the way you want to, the way you planned them. You know, does coming out of a bye week have something to do with that?
You know, you could probably look at it and say that you're maybe a little bit rusty, but I mean, we come out, you know, offensively and defensively, just like you mentioned so well. We just faced a good team. We faced a good team that had a quarterback that, you know, has been in those positions before. Obviously, last year he came off the bench and threw the ball well, and again, he did last night.
Did they show you the same looks last night that you'd seen so far on tape?
We didn't really see anything different than we hadn't seen. I think there was one formation that they got us on that we didn't adjust to right to start with, and then we got adjusted to it later as the play developed. But I thought for the most part we were prepared. Had a couple of good weeks of practice. Yeah. Again, you know, I'm going to tip my hat to those guys. They had a good game plan. Came in, their kids played hard. And it was a really good ball game last night.
We saw some things last night too that we hadn't seen yet out of our group on offense. I remember at least one play where we ran out there out of an unbalanced line. There's a couple other plays that I don't remember seeing so far this year. You guys put in a couple more things over the course of the last 2 weeks.
There were some things we ended up running last night, like you mentioned, that we haven't seen. Obviously, we were struggling a little bit passing the ball. Tanner didn't have a really good night there. And, we were able to come back and be able to run the ball really well. I think we had 461 yards rushing. Unfortunately, we only had 500 yards of total offense, so we only had 39 passing. Just sitting here looking at stats, this one we had 20 first downs, but we had 3 100-yard rushers, which I thought was phenomenal. On the defensive side, on the flip, we gave up 351 yards of offense, only 98 yards rushing, but the quarterback threw for 253. Good quarterback. We knew that coming in. So that was just one of those games that kind of went back and forth, and I thought when Chase blocked the extra point, really swung some momentum our way, and then we got the two-point conversion stop for them, scored the next time, and got that extra point and made it a 9-point game, and I thought that really changed everything.
We'll talk about individual players as we go through here, but I thought that Tanner, again, really put the team on his back with his legs last night in the second half. I mean, you can talk about those rushers. He was one of the three was up over 100 yards. And both him and – I know Rome was the other. Both him and Rome, you know, in the first half, I don't think either one of them had over 30. Most of it came on the back half in that second half. And it's another example that we've seen this year where really flipping in terms of the way that the game ends up in the second half. I don't know what it is that we may be doing, but in the second half, a lot of times we've seen us come alive either offensively or defensively or both.
Yeah, we went. I mean, you're looking at that stat. The first half rushing total was 171 yards. Second half was 290. You know, so we added another 100 yards to that. from what we did on that first, you know, first half. So I thought it was just something that we had to go to, number one, mm-hmm. You know, because we were just struggling so much, you know, through the air. You know, we got, and that was the one thing that I was a little bit frustrated with even after the game, and I got a chance to go back and look. You know, we really became one-dimensional because mm-hmm. of it. You know, but we had some good rushers as well. You know, Rome had over 100. Eric had over 100, obviously. Tanner did too. So, you know, we were doing some really good things up front. But again, you know, we came away with the win. We found a way to finish the game, you know, and we had some adversity we had to get over, and I thought our kids did a good job of rallying.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1929. With a Joint Commission and chest pain accredited hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and a hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physicians' practices ensuring every aspect of your health is covered. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Back this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. You know, we talked about this just a moment ago. Again, I can't remember the last time we had three guys that were up over 100 yards rushing. You mentioned this too, though. Total offense, 500 yards, holding them to 350. Again, the plus minus certainly in our favor by about 150 yards. But, you know, I thought that there were some things that we saw last night that you don't often see. I remember a few PI calls to me that I thought were a little bit questionable, and some other things that we saw out there. How did you feel about the officiating last night?
Well, there's a couple of things, you know, that I want to address this morning. First off, you know, as we got into the stadium last night, you know, when we see the arbiter, we get a email each week from our local agent and telling about the officials, and usually it has all five officials listed. This only had three listed. So I really couldn't figure out what was going on with it. And when I got to the game last night and got to meet the white hat, Mr. Eddie Lance, you know, he told me, he said, "Brady, we've got a split crew tonight." And I said, "Well, what do you mean we got a split crew?" And he said, "Well, half of us is from this association and half of us is from the Far West, which is a Smoky Mountain Conference Association." And I said, "Okay." I said, "Have you met them before?" And he said, "Coach, we've never met them." So you had a crew that hadn't ever worked together. Obviously, the two that were from the Smoky Mountain Conference were, one of them was on our sideline, which I thought he did a good job. I mean, he didn't hardly throw any flags all night and really worked with us on sideline. And the other one was on the far side over there on Smoky Mountains, and we saw quite a bit of flags mm-hmm. come from that direction. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that had to have been a little bit difficult for that crew not working together before. Certainly, you know, phone call I'm going to make today and talk to our booking agent and see why that happened the way it did. And
so you didn't get an explanation as to why?
Well, other than we're just shorthanded. You know, we've got, you know, the Referees Association is just shorthanded. May have had some that were on vacation, something came up, and sometimes you have to do that and call over to the next association and pick up one or two. And we've not really run into that before, so that was our first time. I think it's important, just like a team. I mean, you like working with that staff all year long. You like being able to know what each other like and don't like,
right.
and being able to have a conversation, and I think you saw some of that last night.
So did you feel like that there were some things that, and I did, I'll be honest with you, I felt like, you know, there was a couple of PIs that we saw that I thought were probably no calls, that I thought maybe they reacted a little bit to bodies falling and that kind of thing. And it seemed like, to be honest with you, it seemed like we were on the losing end more often than not on some of those calls.
Well, the aggressive style that our kids play, you know, especially when we get into these bigger games, sometimes will get us. You know, I was looking at the penalties last night. We had 12 penalties for 118 yards. Mm-hmm. They had 6 penalties. Mm-hmm. You know, so there was a little bit of discrepancy when you looked at that. You know, we had obviously a holding call here or there, and I think we had a jumping off sides. Blocking after the whistle, especially the one in the end zone mm-hmm. that was down there, I thought that was a legitimate call. I was really upset with our team for that one. You know, made us have to kick off from the 25, and we can't do that. You know, we ended up giving them the ball on the 35. We didn't do a good job on the coverage on that kickoff, and really bit us. The helmet-to-helmet mm-hmm. with Justin Davis, mm-hmm. I did not like. Mm-hmm. I did not think that was a good call. You know, that was just Justin being aggressive coming up, you know, making a play. We had another one. It was a personal foul on Chase. and him and one of you know, the defenders from Smoky Mountain kind of got locked up. And at worst case, I thought it should have been offset, and you know, two really big, really three really big 15-yard penalties, you know, that went against us. But you're going to have those. I mean, we've got to be put in a situation sometimes where not only the adversity on the field, but some of it's going to be with the officials too. And do we keep our composure? You know, because we're going to see that at some point again. And I thought our kids did that. I thought we got a little bit frustrated early. Mm-hmm. I thought we got a little bit caught up in it. And then I thought our kids did a really good job settling back in, you know, playing with what they had. And, again, you know, being able to come out with a win was huge for us.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
In challenging tax times, you should have the best qualified tax advisor you can find. Talk to Lewis Pitts, an enrolled agent, the highest credential the IRS awards. Enrolled agents have unlimited practice rights. They are unrestricted as to which taxpayers they can represent, what types of tax matters they can handle, and which IRS offices they can represent clients before. Lewis Pitts Tax and Accounting Services, I-40 Exit 33 on Newfound Road, 648-1625.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Back this morning, Brett Chappell Show. Just a few scores that I'll mention, particularly in terms of what we might would see when we get down into November as far as brackets go. East Lincoln over North Lincoln last night. That was a 35-31. Forest View beating North Gaston, 35-34. That's a rival game, I'm sure. Of course, Franklin beating Hendersonville last night, 21-13, in a tight one. Kings Mountain over Huss, 38-13. Mount Pleasant over Central Academy, 60-0. Patton beating East Burke 63-0. South Point again, another wide margin victory, 56-0 over East Gaston. Newton Conover over West Lincoln, 58-8. Wilkes Central 69-26 over Elkin. And then Maiden over Lake Norman Charter, 64-14. Again, most of those are scores that we might would see coming down the pike when we get to the brackets and playoff. Asheville also beating Tuscola 30-16, and Brevard beating East Henderson last night too, 48-28. One of the other things that we saw a good bit of, and you know, unfortunately, and hopefully we'll be able to counter some of this as we go through time, is the turnover discrepancy was pretty significant. I remember four turnovers. I think that was right. It was, and we didn't see any turnovers out of Smoky Mountain. And it always makes it more difficult when you're having to battle that in a game, especially against a pretty good team in Smoky Mountain.
You know, we had talked about, you know, the devotion that we had before the game down at Canton First Baptist. We pastor had mentioned talking about obstacles, and you know, we even talked about it before the game and halftime, and I thought one of the biggest obstacles we faced all night was ourselves. You know, from the penalties to the turnovers, had two fumbles lost, one inside the 25 of Smoky Mountain, had two interceptions. Mm-hmm. One of them was in the end zone. Mm-hmm. We just did not help ourselves in those situations last night, and those are certainly things that we will have to shore up. We hadn't really seen, you know, that from our team. Again, we, you know, we come off the bye week, but we've got to have better ball security and make better decisions than what we did last night in those situations. And, you know, I'm sure those are things that we will address on Monday and fix, and hopefully continue to get better at. I thought our special teams, other than that one kickoff coverage, I thought was bad, plus that 15-yard penalty that killed us to start with, were pretty good. Angel.
Yeah,
Ariano was 5 out of 5 of his PATs.
Which were huge, because that gave you a number of times a short advantage where they had missed earlier and were able to keep the lead because of it.
You know, we really, really stress how important those PATs are. And again, Chase had the big block, and then they had to go for a two-point conversion, and we were able to stop that one. We downed the kickoff inside the 20. I think it was right about the 19-yard line. You know, so we did some really good things in some other places that helped us out. Defensively, you know, the thing that I thought we struggled a little bit with was getting out of there on third down. Yeah. I thought our third down. But again, when you face a good quarterback, it was kind of like Overholt from from Polk County that we faced a couple of weeks ago. Very similar, two different styles. Coffee from Smokey last night wanted to sit in the pocket. He didn't want to run as much. He wanted to wait till those receivers got open, where Overholt was more apt to run it if he felt a little bit of pressure to get out of there. But that's just good quarterback play, and that makes games exciting. And, it was a great game last night.
Are you, satisfied when you stop and you look back at it? And in football in general, and I don't care what level it is, when you turn the ball over, four times against none from the other team, when you have the penalty discrepancy like you do, it's not often that you're able to win those games. And again, looking back on it, you found a way, you got it, and actually a 9-point advantage. You mentioned Angel, and I can't state this enough too. There, the last PAT that he had, or the second to last PAT that he had, they sent the house. If they come up and get that block, then it would, I believe, continue to be a tie game. That was huge. But your kids got through that adversity, and like you're saying, I think here you're hoping that is something that they're able to parlay into something that will help them find some fortitude as they go down the road.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at situations where we could have kind of folded a little bit and hung it up and ended up losing the game, and I thought our kids continued to fight through it. Again, we needed – you don't ever want to come out of a game and feel frustrated, but during a 11-game season, or hopefully some having some postseason games as well, you're going to face that game where you're not going to play your best. The team across from you is going to play pretty doggone good, and you're going to have some things go against you, and you've got to be able to find a way to win. And I thought last night our kids continued to battle. We made a few adjustments there at halftime, made some decisions on what we needed to do offensively, kind of to help us out too. And I thought you saw the difference in the rushing yardage, especially right, going from 171 to 290. And right. I thought we just decided we needed to line up and go right at them. And we were able to do that up front with how well our line was playing.
Yeah, I don't mean to sound elitist in saying this, but we're Pisgah, and we're going to get everybody's best shot too, regardless of who we're playing. Especially when you're thinking about Smoky Mountains and the Incas and those kinds of things, I think that's always going to happen. The other point that we tend to make in the press box too is that we tend to be a team that finds another gear when we get into the second half. And we've said this plenty of times, you guys are just outstanding at making the appropriate adjustments. And then the kids are, I think, outstanding in terms of being able to realize what those adjustments are in the second half. What was the conversation like when you guys got into the locker room last night?
I think the big thing going into halftime was the defense holding right there at the end of the half, mm-hmm. and them missing the mm-hmm. field goal gave us some momentum. Obviously, we got the ball to start the second half, which helped us as well. So, really we kind of went back to the drawing board a little bit once we got into halftime, and it's 0-0.
Right.
The only difference is you got 24 minutes and not 48. And we drove right down the field, and of course we fumbled, once we got down there. But again, the kids stood back up and, dug our heels in, and here we go again. And again, I liked how our team came together and finished. Certainly, we got to work better at what's going on, in between each quarter as we go through the season.
Before I get too much further down the road, of course, we felt like going into last night that we might be as healthy as we had been since, I guess, probably the spring. Came out of things last night in pretty good shape too.
We did. Chase got dinged up just a little bit right there towards the end, and we went ahead and pulled him and just let him stay on the sideline with us. But I think he's okay. I'll check on him this morning. For the first time, we've had everybody that had been injured on the field. Tyson Willis got back with us and played last night. Christian Kermeens played a few series last night. Colton Rogers had actually got dinged up a little bit in practice last week. On our open week, and he got back in. He got to play some last night as well, and was really critical holding for those PATs because we had roamed around and had some other people that were holding for some practice because we didn't know if we'd have Colton, and thankfully we did. He's the one that we've always had there for the season, so having him there certainly made Angel feel a little bit more comfortable, and obviously the snapper and the line and all those things, and it was key last night.
I don't want to miss this, and I don't think I'm perhaps mentioned it yet. One of the other factors I thought about the second half was that we were generating pressure on their quarterback. I think one of the points we made was that their receivers were not going to be burners. And in other words, it's if we're able to get pressure on him, find a way to get pressure on that quarterback, there's a good chance that we're going to be able to get some sacks back there because their kids are not going to be all the way downfield and out of their routes yet probably. And that paid off too. You guys were able to find a good bit of pressure, and we got some key sacks there towards the end of the game.
You know, Coach Rogers, you know, and defensive staff was able to come through and you know, dial up a few blitzes. Coverage got a little bit better in the second half. We made a few adjustments. You know, and we had some people that were having to play out of position, you know, because of Colton's injury. We had moved Jonathan Mahaffey around, and, you know, that kid played so many positions for us. I mean, he is just – he's very valuable to us, you know, offensively, defensively, and special teams. And certainly we needed everything we could have last night from each one of those guys.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible. Along with the expertise and leading-edge technology you expect at larger hospitals, all conveniently close to home. As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospital. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Hometown Hardware Customer Appreciation 5th Anniversary Day in Canton, October 12th from 10 to 2. Come enjoy free hot dogs, drinks, games, and prizes, along with product demonstrations and vendors offering special pricing. Hometown Hardware has all your fall cleanup deals, from steel leaf rakes and better brooms, $28.99. Valspar and Cabot paint, $10 rebate per gallon. Now through October 15th. October is Fire Prevention Month. Be sure to check your smoke detectors and change your batteries. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative.
Back this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. We're just talking a little bit during the break. You know, you're getting some key play out of some underclassmen right now that are really making a difference. I'll let you talk just a little bit about that. Thinking about Shalding and of course Eric Robinson again. You know, being able to count on kids that are juniors and sophomores to be instrumental in getting wins is huge for you.
Well, you're having good leadership too with your seniors. You know, and that kind of filters down to your younger kids. You know, Kane Early, who started for us last night as a freshman, got his first touchdown last night. You know, good to see him in there and been able to make plays. But, you know, it's a really good tight-knit bunch. The JVs as well, you know, had a big win on Thursday night with the JVs. And, you know, we're sitting there at 1-0 with those guys in the conference as well. So, you know, everything's still sitting in front of both programs right now. You know, that's a goal of ours, is to try to win a conference championship. And certainly that's something we're going to do our best to try to attain.
At this point, you know, looking just back just a little bit, are things about where you thought they would be right now as far as, you know, after last night and after the last couple of weeks going into this? I mean, I think we knew that, you know, we had to be real thoughtful about Hendersonville and Franklin coming up on the schedule. I'm sure you felt like Smokey was going to be decent. And you're going into a game next week on a natural surface at East Henderson that could be a little bit dangerous too. But all being said, you feel like that this is pretty much what you thought it was going to be at this point? In terms of the other teams?
Yeah, we did. You know, as the season kind of progressed, and obviously we'll get a chance to go to East Henderson next week. Now, we are on turf. They did get their turf finished.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, you know, we will be on turf. Only grass game we're going to have is at Hendersonville in 2 weeks. So, you know, the conference is starting to take shape a little bit. Obviously, it's just the first game. I still think there's going to be an upset somewhere. I think we got, you know, two good of teams in this conference, you know, from top to the bottom. Somebody's going to slip up somewhere. Smokey is certainly a good enough team to beat anybody, you know, and certainly gave us all that we wanted last night. East Henderson has a really phenomenal quarterback. When we see him next week, probably would be the best athlete.
Really?
We see all year, and he's special. You know, and of course, going back there, and
sure,
I'm sure,
sure
they'll be – ready to go and
sure.
Getting after us, but you know, excited to go back over there. Obviously, you know, some concerns going this week. We got we're out of
rain.
School on Friday,
right?
You know, so we got a work day on Friday. We got to deal with that. Got some rain coming in early in the week. Certainly, we need it. You know, as dry as everything is, but you know, we got a few obstacles we got to get through. You know, make sure we're all healed up and hope for a good week of practice.
You mentioned about going back to East. The other piece of that, though, is your kids are very aware of that, too.
Yes.
And they're going to, and we've seen this so far, they're going to play hard for you because of it. So it's not just on that other end. You know, your kids want to do what they need to do to take care of you in that sort of situation, too.
I certainly hope so. We talked a little bit about it last night, and, you know, it was kind of like Coach Presley when he was coaching here. Inca was a big game for him, you know, coming from there, graduating from there. My situation is a little bit different. I didn't grow up there, but I spent, 13 years there. So certainly a place that I was there for a while and still know quite a few of the people there. And, even my daughter who went to school there for so long, she still has quite a few friends that she spends time with from the Flat Rock area too. So, it'll be good to go back. Really excited about seeing their new turf. I think it's such a great thing that the Henderson County finally decided to do that for those schools there. Certainly it was needed. Yeah. And, hopefully we go in with the right frame of mind and come out with another win next week.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Smathers and Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers and Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to pardeehospital.org.
Final segment this morning on the Brett Chappell Show. A couple things we wanted to mention. First, Coach, we were able to prove through the Boosters Club last night. We ran into a situation where it was time to buy a new washer. We had, for you guys, a washer that had been there since, 88 or 89 when Coach Wright was there. You guys, I don't think people really realize this, but you guys do a ton of laundry. The other piece of that is that you are doing laundry that is of a lot of value. So, in other words, you know, running out there with the three uniform sets that you guys have, all the other stuff, you're putting some really top-level merchandise in those things. You got to have those things running right, and it makes it real tough when you don't have a washer. Got one up there, and it sounds like you guys got it back going this week.
We did. I want to say thank you to our Boosters Club for certainly helping out with that and being able to purchase a washer. And, if we've got any of our fans that are out there, get a chance, make sure you stop by in our booster tent when we're back at home. Or if you see one of our Booster Club members, make sure to tell those guys thank you for helping take care of our kids. We had a situation where we had washer go down, and it is a big deal. We're washing four loads a day just on a daily basis on game nights. Like last night, I finished up laundry about 2:30. And we ran seven loads last night, just getting stuff taken care of. And you were mentioning, how much things cost for us. I mean, those uniform sets are pretty expensive.
Absolutely.
And don't like really sending those
Absolutely.
Home. And, want to be able to take care of those there and get them put back up and all of those things. So really big deal, for us to be able to make a purchase of this value in the middle of a season and have to do it kind of quickly.
Yeah.
And so just, again, want to say how much we appreciate the Booster Club for helping us out with that and, got into that situation. Also had a big week for our band last week. Wanted to mention that for them, too. Stephen Paris and his bunch went over and had a big competition at Inca last weekend or two weekends ago and, came away with some first places in some categories and, did a really good job. I really enjoy listening to those
Absolutely.
Guys when I don't have my headset on
Absolutely.
And I'm having a coach, but want to make sure to mention him as well and those kids. I had a chance to talk to those kids earlier this year, and Mr. Paris had asked me to come in and talk to those kids, and really enjoyed that. Anytime I get a chance to be in front of the kids and mentioned some of the things that I've gone through as a coach and a young man as well,
yeah,
going through a school.
What did you say? What kinds of things did you say to him?
You know, it was just one of those situations. I want to make sure that we were all on the same page and, you know, all working to the same goal. And, you know, Miss Ansley and the cheerleaders is another great example. You know, we try to work hand in hand with each other. Again, you guys have heard me say this for so long. It's a total product for me. You know, when we get into that stadium, I want to put the best product on the field, whether it's in the bleachers, in the band, or whether it's on that, you know, cheerleading platform, whatever it is. I want people to have a very high opinion of us and the product we put out there. And Mr. Paris and Miss Ansley, too, do a fantastic job. I mean, you saw 70 little girls run out last night with Miss Ansley's cheerleaders. It's important. You know, it's not only important here for the sports and the football and all of these other things, it's important all the way around, and certainly proud of those guys for being a part of it with me.
Absolutely. Again, next week we'll be on the air 6:30 with the Black Bear Cafe preview, 7 o'clock game call at East Henderson. We'll be right back here next Saturday morning, 8 a.m. for the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.